Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Emeka Nobis. I'm a writer and a business leadership consultant. But before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesonwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Our lovely and peaceful Rivers people, welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Remember that you can never lose out on skills. The skills you acquire today turn into capacity tomorrow. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations World Youth Skills Day, which comes up on the 15th of July. By way of a background, young people represent the promise of changing societies for the better. Yet, there are not enough jobs for young people. Millions are also not transitioning into decent work and are at the risk of social exclusion. More than 200 million young people are working but earning under $2 a day. The youth employment crisis, considerably aggravated by the global economic and financial crisis, now requires governments, employers, and workers to work even harder to promote and create and maintain decent and productive jobs. Youth unemployment and underemployment bring very high social and economic negatives and threaten the fabric of our societies. Failure to generate sufficient decent jobs can result in prolonged frightening effects on young people. There is a burning need to reverse this ugly drift. Unless immediate and vigorous action is taken, the global community faces the dingy heritage of a disheveled and hopeless generation of young people. Investing in youth is investing in the present and future of our societies. The aim of World Youth Skills Day is to advocate for skills as an important factor to improve young people's transitions to decent work and to highlight the crucial role of skilled youth in addressing today's most challenging global issues. Our guest speaker today, Mr. Emeka Nobis, is a writer and business leadership consultant. He will throw more light on the topic. Please enjoy the episode. Our wonderful Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio. And on today's edition, we will be looking at World Youth Skills Day. My name is Emeka Nobis, and I'm glad to have you here. So 2 days ago, I had a stimulating conversation with a student of the River State University. He had been a volunteer at an event that I had organized to mark my 39th birthday. He expressed his affection for being in school and was looking forward to finishing his school years and entering into the world. When I asked him why, his face showed a disappointment while he asked me, how can a lecturer be teaching us Fortran language in our times now? He is a student of computer science. He went on to explain to me about the blockchain technology that is expected to disrupt a lot of things in the economic, communication, political, and financial sectors. He felt pain that many of his colleagues will graduate and find out that the learnings in school will not be useful skills in the real world. The thing is that there's no gainsaying the fact or the truth that active engagement of youth in sustainable development efforts is central to achieving sustainable, inclusive, and stable societies. Nigeria is no exemption. However, it's with such pain that I present Nigeria's academic situation as one that is needing a complete overhaul. For of what essence is it that Nigerian undergraduates are taught what they don't need when they graduate? I studied mechanical engineering, but today I'm helping personal and corporate brands to become more visible, to communicate their offerings compellingly, and to raise profits by establishing leadership cultures. A look at that will expose an inclination that involves a fusion of technological, vocational, and life skills. But for me, it's with such joy that I to know that the United Nations theme for this year's World Youth Skills Day is so piercing. The theme is learning to learn for life and work. And I'm so glad because it's embracing, as it is very salient for our Nigerian youths to ponder upon. As we move into the fourth industrial revolution, where artificial intelligence holds sway, technical education, vocational education, and training and the development of other skills relevant to both local and global economies must be a very topical conversation amongst our youths. While we'll dwell in the pain that graduates from public universities will experience if they've graduated from school and the status quo remains, I see hope, because a random observation around the city of Port Harcourt shows a cluster of hubs manned by very vibrant youths who have taken it upon themselves to forge alliances, open up to new dimensions of relevance, and digging into new skills and leveraging on collaborative intelligence to reap very beneficial rewards for themselves. So looking at the United Nations Sustainable Goals, when we look at their goals by the United Nations, I find Goal 4 and 11 very interesting. Goal 4 talks about the fact that by 2030, the year 2030, there will be a drive towards a substantial increase in the number of youth and adults who have relevant skills, including technical and vocational skills, for employment, decent jobs, and entrepreneurship. Meanwhile, Goal 11 emphasizes the support for positive economic, social, and environmental links between the urban, the peri-urban, and rural areas by strengthening national and regional development planning. So as we celebrate this year's theme, I'll be taking a look at five skills that our youth can focus on to build themselves, to be relevant to society, and to contribute economically to the development of the nation, both to themselves and to the families they belong and to the communities that they find themselves. I have chosen to look at these few skills on just two premises. The first one is that we must accept the fact that as we move into the fourth industrial revolution, conventional schools don't teach us everything. That is a fact. The real life is much more different from the four walls of a classroom, and the dynamism of our time demands that there should be a shift. The second thing is that we must keep our eyes on global happenings, despite the fact that we are seeing gaps between us and them, gaps between the third world and the first world. So the first skill that I'll be speaking about today is the skill of coding. Coding, C-O-D-I-N-G. I have a friend of mine who always says to me that just present to me a problem and I will code it. In our time, where there's a lot of tech applications that help us, ranging from communication to transportation to health, coding is a very important skill that our youths can embrace to create solutions to many problems in our society. Currently, right now, I'm part of a real estate company whose mission is to build eco-friendly neighborhoods utilizing technology. Occupants of the neighborhood will be able to monitor their children, monitor traffic, and also weather. They can, from the comfort of their homes, be able to pay their bills, to be able to book taxis, to book flights, to submit ideas, and to connect with other participants using an application that is installed on their phones. The thing is that there's a lot more to this, but it goes to say that those who learn how to code and those who will be coding will be in demand as more businesses embrace technology to tackle more problems in our nation. It's an important skill to learn in our day. The second skill that is very, very important is the skill of content creation. For me personally, I have observed that businesses die, not necessarily because the product is not good, but because of the inability of the creators of the product to effectively communicate the value that the product brings to the marketplace. Carefully crafted content is what does that job of communication. The thing is that due to the globalization that has caused us to have the need to compellingly communicate our messages, corporate brands are now embracing the fact that content creation is critical to their survival. And so for the youth that is listening, if you begin to think about how to get into learning the skill of content creation and helping brands to know how to pass across their messages in very, very compelling manner, it's a skill that you have to harness, and so that you can be relevant in our time and in our times to come. The thing is this, for me personally, as I said, I'm a writer and a business leadership consultant. I'm a very example of this skill. I'm a living example of this, because from the comfort of my house, my team and I, we work remotely to create very dynamic content for brands, and that helps them to boost their visibility in the marketplace, communicate what it is that they have, and help them to raise profits. However, most times we do these things from our phones. How awesome. At this point, we will take a break and we will be back again.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh.
Now you go take your head and carry am,
oh. If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am,
oh. If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you give person, wahala, oh.
Now you go take your head and carry am, oh.
If you play person, mago, mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi, you. If you do bad, you, sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago, mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person, wahala, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
Not do bad, you,
now you go take your head and carry am.
Not play person, why you,
now you go take your
Una mama and papa, confess, oh. Una eye de una pikin body, so. Make una not just the sidon ruko. I don't burn am finish. Anything you like, make it do. If your girl picking lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband then go the cost. If your picking begin smoke wee, you know no person way big pass am. So cost fully mot. You don't spoil am finish be that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say ass he has oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when your picking they do. Una hear?
Now take a command where your picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If it good do na your own, oh. If it bad na you make am so. Now take a command where your picking day, oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime, oh. If it good do na your own, oh. If it bad, now you make am so.
Okay, welcome back. If you're just tuning in again, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Emeka Anobis. I've been speaking today on the World Youth Skills Day. Welcome back as we begin to also look at the skills that you will have to embrace to be able to be relevant in our time. So I've spoken about two skills already. The third one that I'll be looking at now is the skill of farming. So you may be wondering, why am I saying farming? Because you may be thinking that it's pretty old school. But no, recently Dubai has been in the news for working very hard at establishing a hospital where all diseases can be cured. Means that anybody who has any kind of disease, from diabetes to hypertension to cancer, they are working so hard to establish a hospital where all diseases can be cured. Anybody from around the world can go to Dubai and expect to be cured. So, but the thing is that quite notable is the fact that they are establishing wellness results side by side their hospitals, meaning that by the time you go to a hospital, you are seeing a wellness result by the side, and also a clinic or a hospital. That says a whole lot about the plan. Because here in Nigeria, the awareness for healthy living and wellness is on the rise. Hence, a lot of individuals are resorting to eating organic foods, going back to green, going back to eating vegetables, and trying to live a healthy life because of the prevalence of very, very bad diseases in our time. So, due to the seasonal production of some type of crops, there's a new skill in town. Because why this is necessary is because every season you have some types of crops that are produced, and when the season passes, you're unable to get the crops again. So a skill that people can learn is the skill called hydroponics. Hydroponics is a method of growing plants without soil. So instead of using soil, get together mineral nutrients in a water solvent, and you're able to grow plants. Already, young lads in Lagos are trying this out. Hydroponic farming ensures that healthy crops are available all around the year. Consequently, the population is fed and farmers are able to enjoy stable profits. The next skill that we'll be looking at today is the skill of collaborative intelligence. I repeat it again, collaborative intelligence. Collaborative intelligence. This is a skill of the now and of the future. This is an era where we work smarter by leveraging on platforms, all right, people or resources within our networks to be able to achieve a success or goal. So the thing is that nobody needs to build anything from scratch anymore, but by intelligently collaborating with other individuals, we can pool resources together to achieve our own goals. A simple example is the coming together now of bright minds to contribute monies to start a business and co-owning the business for profit. So, for example, people, they want to buy a plot of land, or they want to buy a house, and everybody comes together, brings money together, and they're able to buy the house and rent it out or lease it out. And over a period of time, as the profits are coming, they are sharing profits by themselves amongst every one of them. So this is collaborative intelligence. We don't need to do everything anymore from scratch, but we can collaborate together, pool resources together, and make profit as the business grows. That is the skill of collaborative intelligence, and is very critical in our time. Another critical skill that is needed in our time is emotional intelligence. This is the ability to manage our emotions and that of other human beings. Human interactions are basically emotional. We express how we feel about other people. We buy products based on how we feel that they help us. And we feel great being with the individuals that we like. These are all emotional things. In our businesses and in our workplaces, human beings are experiencing work pressure as they struggle to meet deadlines, even though tech is available. But our world is rapidly changing, and this is fueled by technology. Customers of businesses are becoming increasingly aware, and they are very knowledgeable in our times. Hence the need to manage their inquiries and to desire smartly. So, but the thing is this, quite disturbing in our time is the increasing rates of suicide in our nation, fueled by economic pressure, alienation. People are no longer becoming brothers of themselves. And sometimes the foolish attitude of Nigerians to turn everything around us into a joke. So the skill of emotional intelligence is needed in our society that is becoming increasingly complex as people are struggling with changing realities. Those who become emotionally intelligent are properly positioned to build better businesses, stay sane, and highly competitive. These skills are skills that every one of us can embrace, and learn and bring into our lives, so that as we go into the fourth generation, into the fourth industrial revolution, we can become relevant, we can stay relevant in our lives and profitable. Let's go for a short break and we'll be back again on the show.
Hello? Mama dey mad. They know they spoil pikin like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary be that too? No let your girl pikin turn waka jube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man is sabi. Book will not gree enter head again. But if he just see money, I go turn. He good so. Or that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, na rush, then go they rush the one when they, I beg, na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true, they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to leave or cool. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle, so that then go be better people.
So welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we have been discussing the World Youth Skills Day. This is River Ethics on radio, and I have been speaking on the World Youth Skills Day, skills that are relevant for our time. And as we go into the fourth industrial revolution, you have to imbibe them, you have to learn them so that it can become relevant, it can become economical to our nation, and we will have a sinner society. All right. So in closing, I live in hope for the youth. This is what I can say. Despite all the pains and all the decadence that brings tears to the eyes of many people, I will say that there is hope. So to you that is listening, what does it take? And I will tell you right now, for you that you're a parent and you're listening, understand that our times have changed and that what got us here today aren't enough to take us into the future. Your kids must be guided properly to use their gifting, even if they are not the ones that are considered professional by the society. You know, the thing about parents telling their kids to become medical doctors or engineers or lawyers or scientists. The now and the future need dynamic skills to tackle our contemporary challenges. So it's not about the professionals anymore. It's about what is necessary to help us to tackle challenges, even if it means writing, if it means singing, if it means weaving hairs, whatever it is. And if you're a youth that you're listening right now, this is not the time, as we move into the new industrial revolution, it's not the time to just be playing and be joking. It's a time that it's important, as you have listened and heard about these skills, I will enjoin you to go out there, connect with other individuals, learn everything that you can learn, because everything can be learned. You can skill, you can get better, you can be prepared for the challenges of the tomorrow. And as we celebrate World Youth Skills Day, I look forward to a better nation, to better Nigeria, and I think it is possible.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode, or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefattics@gmail.com. The Reef Attics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat brobroadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.